First of all, welcome everybody to another, well, this is the first edition of Saturday AM Live for 2011, so Happy New Year to everybody. It's off to a roaring start, that's the word I was looking for, and today is going to be, well, as exciting as it can. Jerry White has been, Jerry and Marcia, his wife, have been friends of Stacy and I for several years. I don't remember where we first met, but this is a couple that when you meet them, you will instantly fall in love, not just with them because they're part of the Nikan family, but because of what they bring to literally every single interaction. Jerry has, I think, for all of his adult life, always worked with people, either as a swim coach or at Shriners, heading up the physiology lab. But bottom line, it's always been about how I can give into others' lives to make them better. And so it doesn't, it's not a far stretch to wonder why they've done as well as they have in Nikan and have been able to empower and impact as many lives as they have, because you take that type of personality, you couple it with what Nikan gives us as far as the technology of these products, and the business opportunity, it's kind of a shoo-in. So, Jerry, first of all, thank you for joining us on the call.
Well, thank you. It's now I get to be kind of a minor celebrity because I've been on bands.
Well, I'll pop your head if we need to, if it gets too big, but I highly doubt that's going to happen. So, Jerry, take us back. You've been with us on the call before, but it's been a while, and I know that working at the Shriners Hospital, and your specific duties were to, in the field of human performance, is basically take somebody, especially even a handicapped person, individual, and get them to a better spot. How did you get into that field? I've always been curious about that.
Oh, okay, well, I started out life as an athlete. Most of my work is a swimmer. I had a great run with it, and then went into coaching, and through that coaching had an opportunity to go to the top as far as really enjoying some of the best athletes in the world, and had a number of kids at the United States Olympic Trials. It was very satisfying, and my wife though recommended that I make more than $800 a month, so she suggested I do something else, and I went into physical therapy. And through that process, spending a lot of time with athletes, sports medicine, I was eventually introduced to the physiology concept of I just one after another, you know, working with the best athletes in the world and making it better. To get a chance to step from that into triathlons, I spent a number of years with some of the original triathletes and coaching them and participating in triathlons myself, and then finding that I wanted a little bit different challenge, and got to take a shot at the kids at the Shriners Hospital, and they were the most noble, hardworking, courageous people I'd ever met. And through that, then, was asked by the Shriners to establish a laboratory that was just becoming a possibility in those days. There were only four in the world, called the Gate Lab. And looking at how the human body moves and why, what were some of the things that happened when you had a brain insult and that kind of thing. And eventually went on to do a lot of study about how could we modify the difficulties, the kind of things that cause people to have an inability to really control in a normal fashion the neurologic firing, or how often the nerves fired and when. So the laboratory was really designed, they said we really are going to spare no expense, we'll send you around the world and learn what these other people are doing, and then create something that would fit. So we built this lab that was looking at all of the movement patterns, force platform, EMG telemetry, three-dimensional force analysis, three-dimensional motion analysis. It was a very, very interesting job, so I ended up going from there to teaching at the university in allied health professionals and medical, pre-medical students in biomechanics and physiology. All of those things led me to NECAN, where my fascination was that now we could take those ideas and only go so far. The physiology of life was important, but the biomechanics and movement, that sort of thing, and then also looking at this really fascinating neurophysiology, how the nerves fired, why they did what they did, all of that. And then the chemistry that went along with it was the standard for the industry and medicine. And then finally to come into this whole concept of NECAN and biophysics. And so it was all just a big fit for me. I stumbled across that. Everything about it and this horizon in the future started to fill in the gaps of a lot of things we couldn't do with other technologies, other concepts. It was a whole horizon. It was like the last frontier. And so we've been really excited to be a part of it and jumped in and was able to use a lot of the concepts of coaching and very, very fulfilling lifestyle. So NECAN, yeah, it's cool.
Now, Jerry, you and Marcia have been a part of NECAN for how many years now? When did you guys start?
Now we've been 15 years now.
Okay, so 15 years. And what fascinates me about what everything you just said about the physiology and the chemistry and how the body works and that literally we can take, and I know you played around in your early days of NECAN, you played around a lot with the products, with the technologies in your lab up there at Shriners, and I'm sure that was part of the, how do we say it, part of our testing to ourselves that we all go through, kind of the litmus test to figure out if this thing's really a fit for us or if there's really something viable, because when we look back at the 35 years of NECAN being on the scene, their foundation, their start, was always in the magnetic field, which to some is still a crazy concept that we could use something and put it close to our body or stand on it or sit on it or put it on our wrist or sleep on it, and it's going to give us not only more energy, but it's going to allow the body to work and function better than it was previously. So my question is, fast forward to today, 2011, even going back a few months, NECAN enters, and this is what I really want to spend some time delving into, because I think that where we are today as wellness consultants, with what NECAN has delivered, and they're going to continue to deliver, especially this year, with the technology, specifically, for example, with the power band, an existing technology that we had in the sports bracelet, either the original or the Shannon Miller design, had a great effectiveness on people with repetitive motion injuries and simple, just everyday stuff, you get more energy. Come again, NECAN, like Nike, utilizes the philosophy of if it ain't broken, don't fix, or if it ain't broken, fix it anyways. Improve it. Take a good thing and make it better. Where do you see this going with everything that you've done? Because I know you and your family have had a lot of fun just simply with the power band. Where are we going with this?
Oh, my gosh. Now we're going to get really excited. Because the power band itself has been something that I've predicted for a long time. It is part of looking at the very complex arrays of information systems in the human body. We know that there are over 3 billion types of signals that are being processed every second in the body, including light, electronic signals, temperature inputs, outputs, control of blood pressures, all kinds of different things are being monitored on any given moment. It's amazingly complex to just walk down the street and then also to monitor every factor that goes along with life, fighting disease, coordinating muscle systems. just astounding beyond our wildest imagination. And to do that takes an incredible organization system. And that organization system, I think sometimes we give ourselves too much credit. It's just what God put together is vastly more amazing and complex than we can imagine. And to control and to monitor and to work with all of that, the mind, the body, the whole system together has to be able to function with all these inputs. And just imagine that with the environment that we live in every day, we've all become aware, because I think a lot of focus on chemistry, that you can mess up the environment chemically. And, okay, I'll take that. But there are now, through NECAN, I began to realize the vast power of the other types of environments that we're in every day. And those first environments that we looked at were magnetic. The pulsating of the Earth's magnetic field and so forth. And guess what? If there was an environment, how many of us guessed that we could probably screw it up? Even if we didn't know what it was. And so the magnetic environment is very closely related to electricity, because every time you have electrical current, they have a perpendicular magnetic field, they affect one another. And so what we found in some of our first studies in the lab was that the magnetic field would coordinate very clearly in a special array. They would coordinate the electrical activity of the body. So as a person began to start to become athletically active or the movement pattern, the magnetic field seemed to take this fluctuating interference that we get from alternating currents in the electronics and in the house and clear it up so that we become kind of what we were supposed to be. And the next we found that light waves were very strategic, and they also could have some major effects in the far infrared spectrum, and fascinating what we can do with adding new types of light waves over old light waves that are full penetrating through the body systems, all that kind of stuff. And that far infrared, phenomenal, maybe even as much or more than the magnetic field. And then we found that things like negative ions are very, very important environmentally, and we could mess that up if we weren't careful, and all of them were messed up. And that there would be ways that we could just show how that worked. And so I came up with a whole bunch of tests, and many people are using some of them in their day-to-day NECAN lives. Very effective at showing that if we were to put some little environmental antennas in place, that the system could be greater coordinated, and you could test very, very quickly the effects on improving the human system, and that would be a really kind of a neat thing to do. And then we began to discover, or I did, because I was just